So there's no apologies because we're all here. So do we have any leave of absence?
No.
Requests for? We haven't got any public questions. Deputations, confirmation of previous minutes. Look, there's a whole heap of previous minutes. I'll put all those together, the two previous minutes, item 7.1 and 7.2. Someone move that those two items be passed, please. Yeah, thanks, Elodie. Second to John. Any questions or business arising from those? Any dissenters? Motion is passed. Full house. And we've got all these recommendations from various committees.
You know, they're very interesting. The exec committee.
Yes, sorry. Declarations of interest. I missed that little bit. Anyone else, any declarations of interest?
I wonder if the gravel.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's noted. Now, look, I'm just going to ask a question. Is everyone happy? Well, does anyone have any questions of all these different recommendations from all the different subcommittees? Because if there's no questions, I'll just put them all up as one. But if there's any questions of any part of it, I'll separate them.
Can I just make a comment that Bushfire Advisory Committee, just looking at the names on that committee, we've got a good group of people on that. And well done to the bushfires. And Murray is the boss. Is good.
Just suggest that the bushfire be passed as one. I've just got some comments or questions on the bushfire, but doesn't relate to the executive.
Oh, sorry.
So that's one, two, three, four.
They're all the bushfire ones together. Yeah. Oh, look, okay, we'll do it one at a time. It's confusion. Right, our officer's recommendation 10.1, that we receive the minutes of the Audit Risk Committee held on 10th of March. Thanks, Anthony. Second and Helen. Any questions? Dissenters? Carried. Item 10.1.2, which is the Bushfire Advisory Committee recommendation. Someone move, please. Thanks, Anthony. Seconded Alex. Any questions? Dissenters? That's carried 7-0. 7-0. Bushfire Advisory Committee, elections of captains, deputy captains, etc. 10.1.3. Move, please. Thanks, John. Seconded Helen. Questions? Dissenters? 7-0. Nominations, item 10.1.4, nominations for Shire Mingenew Bushfire Control Officers. Mover, please. Thanks, Rick. Seconded Alex. Questions? Dissenters?
Just had a comment. Sorry, I should have put it up. Missed one. It was just in regards to the noting there was some training.
Yes.
Bushfire meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And just that training was scheduled for 7th and 8th of October. And that's for the school holidays. Perhaps.
Yep.
Week of in September or after. But also just in terms of whether there can be a communications process to raise public awareness of the process for bushfire. Nomination for brigades and as a volunteer, and yeah, the different links and just set it up step by step for the community because it is quite a big change.
I think part of the reason for the date itself was that it's going to be the date of the meeting as well, so they're trying to link up having BFS here doing the training and then have the meeting to roll into the start of the season. Prior to harvest.
Nice.
That's why those dates were chosen at the time.
That was item 10.1.3.
Sorry.
Okay, so I think Helen, Aaron's noted. So we'll go through the process. I've got a mover and seconder for 10-1-4. Are there any questions regarding that? Dissenters? 7-0 carried. The Executive Management Committee meeting. Is there going to be any questions for this? No question? Okay, well, I'll put the motion. Someone move that be received, please. Thanks, Helen. He seconded. Justin? There's no dissenters, so it's carried 7-0. Executive 10-2-2, CEO control contract renewal. Someone move that, please. Seconded, John. I presume there's no questions again. That is any dissenters? 7-0. Performance review for 25. The Executive Management Committee's recommendation. Someone move, please. Anthony seconded. Helene, any questions or dissenters? Question, Helene.
Just more of a comment that recommendation came because to feed into the contracts that there didn't have to be a change later to contract terms. But also we've said internally specifically, did a bit of a bring around, and most of our other like local councils have done theirs internally. It's just they haven't had good experience, I suppose, recently with contractors, third-party contractors, haven't seen much additional value out of a third party conducting that. So we discussed that at the meeting and also discussed the idea of the whole council doing that performance review as opposed to just the management committee, because it is obviously a new contract renewal.
Okay, that's all been put in past. Right, Chief Executive Officer, Buildings Local Planning Policy, item 11.1. Someone move that, please. Melanie seconded. Justin? Questions? Yes?
No more. Just going to speak in favour of, because we've had a lot of these come through council, which is probably a bit unnecessary now. So I think it's a good... would change to the app buildings policy, and I think it will save a lot of time for our ratepayers as well in getting their plans approved.
Any dissenters? 7-0. Thank you. Corporate services financial report for the period ending 28th of February and 31st of March. We happy to roll those two together and we can just discuss the last one if needs be. Leave it as it is. Someone move item 12-1, please. Anthony and Rick to move and second it. Questions? Discussion? Dissenters? It's carried. 7. List of payments for that period. 1 February through to 31st of March, item 12.2, someone move, please. John, seconded. Alex, questions? Any dissenters? Carrie, gee, you're going, well, there you go. Item 13.1, recommendation, it's officer recommendation regarding council member superannuation. Can I move that, please? Melanie seconded. Anthony, questions? Melanie?
I'd just like to speak in favour of this motion. I think that this takes down another barrier to entry for council members. for new council members. It's a lot to ask people to take unpaid leave from their jobs, come and sit and get the work that's required for council. It is a significant amount of work. I don't know how long it takes the other councillors to do their reading, but it took me 6 hours today to get through, over the last few days, to get through my reading, and that's as a councillor of 5 years' experience. And so I do think there's already enough barriers. I also like that this allows the council members to opt in or opt out. So it's your personal choice. If it's something that you don't want to do, you don't have to, but it does provide those council members who perhaps require and want to opt in to do so.
You just remember that is an opt-in, opt-out business. Okay, we have a mover and second. Any further questions? Any dissenters? Seven nil. Oh, you're a dissenter?
Yes.
Sorry, 6-1. Any further dissenters? 6-1. Item 13.2. Someone like to move that item, please? Thanks, Rick. Seconded. Anthony, questions? Melanie, you're looking at me.
Does anyone? Okay, yes. Thanks, Mr. President. I'm just concerned about the use of the word accepts in the resolution, in the recommendation. I propose, because it implies that the expression of interest is accept, I would rather prefer, and if this wasn't passed, I'd propose an amended motion that says receives, council receives.
Through Mr. President, under the regulation, we must accept or decline tenders or expressions of interest. So that's the wording we must use under the regulation. It's
okay.
Quite restrictive.
So how does that, like, what does that, can we not ask other tenderers to tender them?
Okay, so through Mr. President, so what we've recommended in this case is that we have accepted those expressions of interest, so we didn't decline them. However, the second part of the resolution is that we actually call public tenders as against selective tenders. So one way of going through the OI process is you would call selective tenders with the expressions of interest you have accepted, but you're reducing your field of applicants. But in this instance, we feel that only having two expressions of interest is in a suitable field, so there's potentially more. So we've recommended in the second part that we go to public tender, which will also include the accepted persons of interest, but also allow others to join the tender process.
Question, could those two acceptees re-tender in the tender process if they wish?
Through you, Mr. President, that is correct. They're only expressing an interest and likely we didn't actually ask for a significant amount of information. It was more to inform our tender process from the responses they provided. So we will now craft the tender process so we actually get all the necessary information and they have every opportunity to submit what they want in their new tender process. Another question?
Yes, the other question I had was around in terms of demand levels into the future and assessing demand so that the tender can be correctly scoped to understand and be able to provide the tenderers with an understanding of demand, whether the Shire plans, the council plans of doing any work in terms of demand for the service to help inform the tender documents and things around number of children, ages of children into the future, but also demand for things like meals, as I noticed from a lot of the EOIs that the meals are provided, understand the cost tolerance of our community as well, because at the moment we have a very a provider that has a very low cost for the service, and also understand the demand for additional after-school care, vacation care services, and expectations around holidays, because at the moment the service doesn't. And I just think this is important because I'm worried that, that we get the right fit for our community in terms of service provider, and we're setting expectations that are accurate as well.
Thank you. And three, Mr. President, I probably can't speak to the expectations of the individuals within our community. However, we need flexibility when we actually do our tender documentation. I think we will ask for a provision of meals and a pass for non-provision of meals as an indication from the tenderers. We also need to be careful with providing projections of growth or population, because then that could put the risk back onto council if those projections were incorrect. So we can provide them with the information we have gleaned from our community surveys. There's census data, so I think the tender will have to do its own processes to establish what its market needs to be. So we just need to be mindful of that. But we can provide them the information we've got. We do have a bit of information from the survey we've conducted. But that is a difficult one to project future demand, of course. So there is risk in that for any tenderer. I think that was the two main ones.
Yeah, I feel it's important for the Shire to understand these as well as how can we then assess the tenders appropriately. This is a very big project, and just to make sure that we are selecting our criteria, because our criteria has to be the same for everyone that goes out. So including things like that, also understanding the tenderer's provision for how they're going to manage housing, attraction and retention policies, providing supervised on-site, all of those types of things, will they be included in the tender works?
Sure, Mr. President, they definitely will be, and we'll be asking them for their cost model structure, and that generally would relate to if there's so many children, this is the cost model. If there's this many children, this is this cost model. And it changes. That actually goes up as the cost model changes. So we'll be asking for that as part of the tender process. So we might set some bars, gaps on that.
Yeah, I would have thought that that would be their due diligence to make sure that if they had X number of kids, that grows above that, it will change.
Thanks.
Any further questions?
Thanks for that, Melanie.
Any dissenters? Item 2 is carried. Item 13.3. Someone move that, please. Alex moved it. John seconded. Questions? Dissenters? It's carried. It's a very interesting movie. Item 13.4. Difficult read. Someone move that, please. Lundy seconded. He likes it. Seconded, please. Thanks, Anthony. Any questions? Any dissenters?
Just thank all the work that went into that, because it's the forum as held.
Yeah.
And I feel for
it. So it is carried 7-0. The method for conducting local elections, item 13.5. Someone move that. Thanks, Anthony. Seconded, Alex. Any questions? Dissenters? That's carried 7-0. Voluntary contribution to roadwork policy. Alex declared a interest here. Do we need to ask him to leave the room? You just and amused yourself for a little while. Thanks, Alex. Mm-hmm. Right, item 4. Can someone move, please? Only seconded. Rick. questions or comments?
I just thought that point five in the procedure could do with a bit of an additional sites.
Point five.
Sorry. In the procedure document.
It's in the attachments.
Yeah, in the attachment.
That's straight out of the old policy.
Yeah, it was just that it could it just state it needed to be co-signed by the CEO before the works were conducted. Because there's no indication of
approval.
Yeah, and you know, also the other thing was around the fuel reimbursement methodology. That I think this to have that or some reference to how the fuel.
How it's calculated?
How it's calculated.
Okay. Based on councils. Cost rate.
There is a mistake in your policy, a big mistake. We'll bring up later. Okay. And a few issues, but yes, that would be an industry standard, depending on or a proof. Most trucks have got proof of fuel usage on board, because otherwise there's different rates, different speeds, different. It's totally different.
Yeah.
Some sort of evidence on fuel usage would be good.
The only thing is if onshore haul, they would use a lot more fuel than I will.
Would you suggest we open that?
Totally.
From the actual number of carbon.
I'm not
there are some, yeah, I think there just needs to be a little bit more detail so that expectations are really clear for the voluntary contributor about what will be reimbursed and at what rate.
I think the way to do that, most efficient way, is for them to provide
up to a certain.
Oh, well, you'd soon work it out yourself afterwards. You'd know roughly that formula that they've got, you'd have it in the back of their mind, and if it varied a big head from there, bearing in mind the one you've got at the minute is probably on the high side, so if it exceeded that, that's when you really get that.
I mean, yeah, I'm happy to pass with amendments.
Well, they're not really amendments because they're just additions to the policy that they're outlining.
Yeah, but we are passing the policy, is that right? Yeah, so they need to be in there or noted in the recommendation.
Item 14.1.1, that's what you've got up there. Attachment 14.1.1, where you've got that as presented in the attachment.
Okay.
That was the that's where Helen wants to
make
the amendment of the revised council policy 156 voluntary contribution to roadworks.
Can I suggest, Mr. President, that the amendment would be also included a fuel calculation method?
So, yeah, I'm happy with that. And also the addition of the co-signs by the CEO on the procedure 0.5.
Right, now help me here. So you move that as an amendment, Helen?
I do.
Right. Can someone second that amendment? Thanks, John. Any more questions regarding the amendment or amendments to the amendment? Any dissenters to that amendment? So that's carried 6. So the amendment now becomes the recommendation. Someone move that amendment now be the recommendation, please. Melanie, seconded John. Any questions? Dissenters? The recommendation is now carried. That motion was passed with a couple more amendments. Any motions that we've got, any further business and things like that? If not, I'll declare the meeting closed at 5:25.